Amory at First Sight. Chapter 3223. Grandma May used one hand to hold the bouquet, freeing up another to pick up the freshly grilled fish. She then handed it to Evan and said, "This type of small fish tastes best when grilled, not when it's cold. Eat it while it's hot."
"Thank you, Grandma."
Evan took the grilled fish from his grandma and ate it unceremoniously. While eating, Evan took out his mobile phone and took a photo to send to Elian. Evan was about the same age as Elian. When he was a child, he liked to play with Elian the most. When he grew up, he also had the best relationship with Elian. When he had something to do, he always liked to show off to Elian. Elian received the photo from Evan and immediately sent a voice message to the family. He said, "Grandma, you went fishing? You also baked it for consumption. How much is it? I want to eat too, so I'll go back now." Evan said deliberately, "No more. Grandma left it for me, especially. It's not your share. Aside from that, did you come all the way back to eat grilled fish? The loss is huge." Elian said, "I can make money at any time, but I can't eat Grandma's brand grilled fish at any time. Grandma was very wild-minded and often ran away. She would be at home in the morning and wander off to some city in the afternoon. Even Zachary couldn't control Grandma. Not to mention the parents' generation, they have been controlled by Grandma for decades, shrouded in the shadow of Grandma's majesty. They only dare to coax Grandma, but dare not control Grandmother. That is to say, Zachary will take care of it, but often he can't. Grandma was an old, naughty child. At this moment, she was in the villa. When Elian rushed back, Grandma might have slipped away again." Grandma May smiled and said, "I didn't catch many fish today, so I left a few skewers for Evan. I've finished eating the rest. You guys like to eat it? It's the annual holiday. You can catch it by yourself and bake it by yourself. It will taste delicious when you eat it." Elian could only regret missing out. After Evan finished two skewers of grilled fish and picked up two more skewers, Grandma May stood up and said, "I have been sitting for a long time. Let's go for a walk with me." She handed the bouquet to Sam, asking him to hold it for her first.
"Good."
Evan readily agreed. He came back just to have a showdown with Grandma. Grandma May also knew why Evan came back. If it weren't for Abby's matter, this kid wouldn't know when he would be willing to go home. Evan took the grilled squid, mutton skewers, and grilled shrimp. "Grandma, do you want it?" Evan asked. "Bring me the roasted chicken legs with more meat. My teeth are bad, and I can't chew anything else." Evan helped Grandma get two more roasted chicken legs and grilled chicken wings and said with a smile, "Grandma's teeth are very good. Most old ladies will have their teeth fixed if they fall out, not to mention the York family's Lafayette. Grandma May will undoubtedly be able to consume meat and, if desired, even chew the bones." Sam reminded Evan to pack it in food bags, which made it difficult to hold in his hand. Evan said, "Put it in a bag. Let me get more. I'm hungry, and I didn't eat much for breakfast." Chapter 3224. Evan didn't sleep well last night. He had no appetite, so he didn't eat much.
He packed a bag with food before following Grandma. Grandma, here are roasted chicken legs. Evan handed Grandma a roasted chicken leg, then turned to look at Lydia sitting in front of the stone table with her mouth full of oil and said, "Grandma, who is that little girl, is eating there with gusto?" Grandma May said, "Her name is Lydia. Her parents are both flower field managers. I like her very much." Evan ate Grandma's grilled fish skewers and said, "Grandma, you like all girls. You went to Johnson's house and wanted to bring back her only great-granddaughter." Grandma May said with regret, "Our family has a similar financial background to the Johnson family, and the family tradition is equally good. If Ava grows up in our family, she will not be any worse. It's a pity that the Johnson family refuses. Ben is also afraid that I will really take his daughter away, but he was at home every day, very idle, staring at me." Evan said, "Grandma, that's your only great-granddaughter, so of course you can't bear to part with her. If I were Ben, I would have to guard against you stealing the baby, ha ha." Evan could imagine that scene. His grandma really wanted to have a granddaughter or great-granddaughter. He sometimes teased parents, saying they could go for in vitro fertilization and have four more children to ensure they had a daughter. Then, a mix of men and women beat them. The parents said they were looking forward to having grandchildren. Let the three brothers try to have more babies in the future so that they can have a granddaughter to hold. "What do you want to tell Grandma?" Grandma May inquired. Evan smiled, "I miss Grandma. Can't I come back and see Grandma? I have to tell Grandma something before I can come back." Grandma May chuckled. "How many of you brothers, apart from Rowan, who has spent less time with me, didn't grow up next to your grandparents? Your grandma also taught you these skills. Grandma will know what you want to do as soon as you lift your tail. Last night, your eldest brother and sister-in-law invited you to dinner, and there was also Abby from Hyribity. If I remember correctly, I helped you choose Abby, the second young lady of the Dew family in Hyribity. Neither of you is the boss, and you don't need to take over the family business, however, you are both capable and can make money on your own. It's a good match. Abby also has a personality that suits you very well." Grandma May continued, "You are all grandsons of mine. I raised and cultivated you with great care. I'm doing it for your own good. In order to find the other half that is most suitable for you, I traveled to so many places and observed so many girls. Pick one, and find the one that suits you. Of course, you can find a girl who pleases me on your own, and I will accept it. The problem is, if I don't worry about it, you all want to be single. Your parents don't care on the surface, but they are very anxious in their hearts. They can't control you, so I, a grandma, worry about it." Evan smiled. Having a grandson with a grandma is like a treasure. Grandma has chosen a wife for us, and it saves us trouble. Because of our status, we don't have to worry about others coming. Grandma May ate the roasted chicken legs elegantly, and then they walked to the flower field, where they built a pavilion and a corridor so they could sit and rest when they were tired from observing the flowers. Although the winter in Wildspoon was not cold, there were not as many flowers at this time as there were in spring, and the flower fields were not as colorful and in full bloom as in spring. Grandma May walked into the pavilion, followed by Evan. Before Grandma was about to sit down, he quickly took out a tissue and wiped the stone chair for Grandma. Everyone sits there often, and it's not dirty. Someone cleans it every day, so it's very clean. Everyone worked and lived here, and they still cared about the environment. Grandma May often went down the mountain to hang out with them. They felt embarrassed when everything was messy and dirty. Knowing that Grandma May often went down the mountain to play, Sam also arranged for several cleaning staff to be responsible for the hygiene and cleaning of these places. Chapter 3225. Evan was still helping Grandma clean the stone chair. He didn't bother to wipe the chair he wanted to sit on. Evan said, "Grandma is a scholar. A scholar can know the world without going out." Grandma May looked at him sideways and said with a smile, "Stop flattering me and tell me what's wrong with Abby. She is very good. I never said she was not good. I also tried to like her. I tried to cultivate a relationship with her. However, my relationship did not progress as much as hers did. She went all the way to find me in order to settle the account. She said I was treating him like a monkey. I was wronged. I really tried hard to love her, but I just didn't fall in love." Evan said it innocently. As he was still eating his barbecue, he didn't stop talking. "Grandma, she is the one that you like. I admit that she is very good, and she is a perfect match for me in every aspect. I don't hate her either. Even when I am with her, I always feel a little less passionate. After a while, I can definitely tell you that there is no way I can fall in love with her. Of course, if I don't have anyone I truly love and marry, she and I can respect each other as guests for the rest of our lives." Grandma May hummed, "What then?" Evan paused and said, "Grandma, I told you last time that I always dreamed about a girl and I was entangled with her, and I actually met her in reality." "Grandma May, I know." Evan smiled and said, "I can't hide anything from you. Grandma, you even know that I took her things. Grandma May, you admitted that you took other people's things and didn't return them. Last time, she went to the company and asked your second brother. She only left after learning that you were not affiliated with York Corporation." Not only Grandma May knew about this, but the entire York family did. Evan did not hide this from his family. "If I give it back to her, there will be fewer chances to meet her. Her whereabouts are erratic, and I never see her tail. I even suspect that she is young Master Butchame's biological sister. Julian has no sisters. She is not from the Butchame family." "Grandma May must be honest," Evan asked calmly, "then which family is she from?" "Grandma May, I don't know which family she is from. It depends on whether you want to marry her or not." Evan, his handsome face was a little red. He lavished praise on Abby, but his expression remained unchanged. Grandma May was sure that he really didn't love Abby. He blushed at the mention of the fox. Grandma May's eyes twinkled, and she blushed, which meant she was really interested. That was how fun it was. "Grandma, I don't love Abby, but she seems to want to try dating me. She said she wants fair competition. This girl is a bit difficult to deal with. I admit, I prefer the fox." If I really marry the fox, Grandma, do you still recognize me as your grandson? Grandma May said, deliberately, you are the one who gets married, and you want to live your whole life. You can simply enjoy it. No matter if I like it or not and whether I recognize you as my grandson, it won't change the fact that you are my grandson. How many years do I have left? Once I die, I will still be in the way of any of you. You can do whatever you want. Grandma. Evan said seriously, if I don't get your approval, even if I really like her, I won't get married. Chapter 3226. Evan continued, Grandma, you're more important to me than my parents. You can also live a long life, Grandma. Don't you want to hold a great-granddaughter? We are 9 brothers. In the future, you will have 9 granddaughters-in-law. Maybe one of them can give birth to a granddaughter. The great-granddaughter is here to give you a hug. Grandma, you want to hold a great-granddaughter, raise your great-granddaughter, and then help your great-granddaughter choose a good in-law. Grandma May smiled and said, I also want to borrow another 500 years of life from heaven, can't I? Let's be realistic and confront reality. I will be satisfied if I can see my great-granddaughter being born. How could I possibly hope to live until my great-granddaughter marries? No matter how good her health was, she was still an old lady in her 80s. She didn't know where her great-granddaughter was yet. It was hard to say whether she could wait until Rowan got married. Okay, Grandma was teasing you just now. Grandma said that as long as the other person has good character and upright views, Grandma will agree, even if she is not the person chosen by Grandma. The question is, do you know who she is? It's been so long, and you don't even know her last name or where she lives. Evan looked embarrassed. I am useless. He said politely, I want to ask Brother Josh to help me check it out. He said that he is too lazy to care about this kind of thing. If the eldest brother asks for help, he will do so no matter what. If I ask him to help, he will not be willing. He is your elder brother's best friend, but he is not your best friend. Grandma May thought it was normal and not wrong for Josh to refuse to help Evan investigate Fox. Josh didn't owe Evan anything. Evan did not work at the York Corporation's headquarters and had no friendship with Josh as a colleague. He was not a close buddy and had no brotherhood. Josh would help if he wanted to, but if he didn't want to, he did not feel sorry for Evan. Do you still want Josh to help you with this kind of thing? Grandma May asked again. Evan's face turned even redder. He opened his mouth to say something but didn't know how to refute it, so he ended up eating the kebabs vigorously. Grandma May laughed and said, give you and Abby another 2 or 3 months. If you still can't fall in love with Abby, you can tell her clearly. However, if you regret it later and chase your wife to the crematorium, don't cry. Evan, Grandma, I haven't seen the scene about chasing my wife at the crematorium. Eldest brother and sister-in-law had some conflicts at that time, but they quickly reconciled. My wife at the crematorium was not intense enough, and the duration was short, not enough to watch. Grandma May, Evan, are you going to stage a show of chasing your wife in the crematorium to show Grandma? Evan, Grandma, I'm sure I don't love Abby now. If I continue to try with her for another 2 or 3 months, she will already have developed a liking for me, which will only intensify my feelings for her. It's harmful. I don't love her, but I don't want to hurt her either. She's nice, a good girl, and I hope she can find a man who is more suitable for her than me. If he doesn't love it, he won't love it. If he doesn't love her now, he won't love her in the future. Therefore, chasing his wife in the crematorium could not happen to him and Abby. Grandma May raised her eyebrows and said, "Didn't she say she wanted fair competition? You didn't even give her this chance. That child is very good. If I were a man, I would like her." Evan said seriously, "Grandma, the so-called fair competition only comes when the relationship is unstable. When the other person has someone he really likes, no matter how much he loves her or how much he does for her, the other party won't be able to see anything, and they won't be tempted." So, she fought until the end, but what she gained was still pain. Long-term pain is worse than short-term pain. She should give up now to minimize the harm to herself. Chapter 3227. Grandma May looked at Evan in silence. After all the words were spoken, Evan also said whatever came to his mind. He said everything he could and couldn't say. He went back to his old house today just to show off to his grandma that he could no longer marry the wife that his grandma had chosen for him like his brothers did. He had someone he wanted to pursue. After he finished speaking, Grandma May sighed and said, "You are right. Long-term pain is worse than short-term pain. Abby probably doesn't have deep feelings for you now. You should tell her clearly and let her give up." After a pause, Grandma May asked again, "Evan, do you really not consider Abby? Don't you believe Grandma's vision?" Evan said seriously, "Grandma, I believe in your vision. You have good vision. Abby is indeed a very good girl, but I don't have that kind of male-female relationship with her. Even if I marry her, we will treat each other with respect. But there will be no true love between husband and wife. She is a smart person, and she definitely doesn't want such a day. Grandma, love is love. If you don't love, you don't love. There is no reason." Grandma May hummed, "Okay, since you said that, I will no longer care about your emotional affairs. You can do whatever you want. You can pursue whoever you like, but there is a bottom line. You will marry a woman who must be of good character. Even if you can't be good, you can't be too bad. At least you have to be passable. Don't ruin my York family's reputation. If your character is too bad and you insist on marrying her, that's okay. I won't do anything to beat the Mandarin ducks. At most, I will sever the relationship with you and drive you out of the York family. You will have nothing to do with our York family in the future." Her husband would not allow a speck of mouse droppings to ruin a pot of porridge. Several generations of the York family, as well as decades of hard work by her and her husband, contributed to the York family's good reputation. It can't be ruined by Evan. Evan looked serious and assured. "Grandma, I know that if her character is bad, I will not marry her, no matter how much I like her. I still know how to marry a virtuous wife." Grandma May said, "It's good that you know. Abby is at Wildspoon now. You can have a good talk with her on your own. I'm old and can't control that much. I hope you won't regret it in the future. Also, if you regret the decision you made today and find that Abby is more suitable for you in the future and want to pursue her again and want our help, remember what you said today and don't come to me for help. Don't bother your brother and sister-in-law. Your sister-in-law is pregnant and goes to work every day. She is very tired and doesn't have much time to deal with your rotten love affairs. Evan, Grandma, I know very well that I have no love for Abby. Why do you always say that I'll regret it in the future? I don't regret it. I never regret anything I do. Grandma May smiled and said, "That's good. Give me my grilled chicken legs." Evan handed the other roasted chicken leg to Grandma. Grandma May ate the roasted chicken leg elegantly, staring into the distance. Grandma May said, "Evan, sit here for a while. You go back to the villa first and stay at home for lunch. You told your mother that you were coming back, and she was waiting for you to eat. In the afternoon, you will visit Abby quickly, show her cards, and explain clearly. Let her give up." Abby, on the other hand, came to Wiltspoon because of you. She is a guest. You prepare some Wiltspoon specialties for her, and you let her take them back. It's an apology for hurting her heart. Evan, Grandma, will she accept it? I rejected her sternly, and she became angry with shame. Will she accept the specialization I gave her? Grandma May, you can buy it and give it to your sister-in-law. Your sister-in-law will give it away. Saren will definitely prepare some specialties for Abby to take back. I told your sister-in-law that you don't have to spend money. You go buy it and deliver it in the name of your sister-in-law, Abby will accept it. Evan said, "Oh. What kind of apology was this?" Chapter 3228. Abby didn't even know that Evan bought the things. After thinking about it, Evan decided to do as his grandma said. If he tells Abby that he bought all the things, the girl may think that he is still interested in her, and she may think that she still has hope and refuses to give up, which will be troublesome. "Grandma, aren't you going home for dinner?" Evan looked at the time. It was almost dinner time. Grandma May said, "I've eaten so much barbecue, and I'm full. I'll just go to their house later and have a bowl of plain porridge. If she eats too much big fish or meat, eat a bowl of white porridge with pickles. Grandma May, you go back and have a meal with your parents." Evan, Seeing that Grandma May didn't want to go home, Evan didn't force her. Grandma liked to play with those old people, and he didn't make her hungry. He didn't have to worry about Grandma's having nothing to eat. "I called them to come over and enjoy the flowers together." Grandma May took out her mobile phone and made a call. Evan didn't walk out of the pavilion until those old ladies came this way. Soon, he walked back to the car, got in, and drove up the mountain. She didn't realize it at all. After he left, Grandma May smiled and whispered to his retreating back, "Boy, you can't play with me. You'll beg me sometime in the future." This way, the play would be exciting and add some fun to her old life. She was old and had nothing to do, her grandchildren wouldn't let her work, so she would tease them for fun. Rosella was waiting at the villa's entrance. When she saw Evan's car before her son got out of the car, she had a smile on her face. After their sons grow up, they go home less often. Parents look forward to their sons coming back and having a meal at home. If they can stay at home for a few days, they will be even happier. However, knowing that their sons were busy with work, the two elders would not ask them to come back often. Grandma May was still alive, and these boys were all filial to her and would come back once or twice a month, or even more. Mom. Evan stopped the car in front of his house. When he got out of the car, he held a brocade box, which was a gift he prepared for his mother. A bouquet of flowers for Grandma, of course, the mother also needed a gift. Grandma was the richest one in their family, so any gift was fine. If she prepared something expensive, she would be scolded, so he only bought a bouquet of flowers. His mother was scolding him, but he was actually very happy. When they bought things for their parents, they said they were a waste of money, and then they put on the clothes they bought or the jewelry they gave them and went out to show off. He remembered that Zachary had given his father a suit for the first time. After wearing it, his father couldn't bear to change it out. He wished he could wear his son's suit to work every day and flaunt his son's clothes everywhere. "Your grandma didn't follow you back?" Rosella asked with a smile, and when she saw the brocade box in Evan's hand, she said, "Bought some jewelry for Mom again? Mom already has a lot of jewelry, so you don't need to buy it anymore. When you have a wife, you'll buy them for her." Chapter 3229. Rosella's natal family also belonged to a wealthy family. Jewelry was the most important thing she lacked growing up. When she married into the York family, her parents, brother-in-law, and sister-in-law prepared so much jewelry for her that she could open a jewelry store. It was her dowry and was still in her jewelry storehouse. After her eldest son, Callum, married Cameron, Rosella gave a lot of treasure jewelry to Cameron. Evan replied, "Mom, I don't have a wife yet. I saw a new style of jewelry, so I bought a set for you." Rosella asked, "Did you buy it for your grandma?" Evan handed the red brocade box to his mother and responded, "Grandma didn't want us to give her jewelry. I only bought her a bouquet of flowers. Grandma thought I wasted money and said there were many flowers in the flower fields at the foot of the mountain." Rosella took the brocade box and said with a smile, "Your grandma says she dislikes it, but she is actually very happy. She didn't let you bring the bouquet back, which means she likes it very much. If she doesn't show off the whole foot of the mountain, she won't be back." Having been her mother-in-law and daughter-in-law for decades, Rosella knew her grandma May very well. Rosella looked behind Evan again, glanced at the car twice, and asked her son, "Is there no one in the car? Are you the only one coming back? Your grandma said you were coming back for dinner. I thought you would bring an important guest back. It's just me." Evan pretended to be confused, knowing in his heart that his grandma had already told his mother about Abby's arrival. In grandma's words, "It's not that their parents are not worried about their life events, but they never listen to their parents' arrangements. It's useless for their parents to be anxious, and they can only let grandma worry about their life events." Rosella glared at Evan and said reproachfully, "Didn't Abby come over? You had dinner and spent the night together last night, but you didn't bring her back for us to see. I really want to know who your grandma picked for you. How do you compare with your sister-in-law? Rosella asked. Evan, Mom, there's nothing wrong with Abby and me. It's my sister-in-law's invitation to eat together. We just met. Evan walked into the room and explained, Mom, don't speak so loudly. It will ruin Abby's reputation. She had just drunk. I sent her back to her room to rest. If she vomited, I would take care of her. I have told Grandma everything, including that I have no interest in Abby. I admit that Abby, whom Grandma chose for me, is very good and not inferior to my sister-in-law, but I really have no interest in her in that way. Evan poured himself a glass of warm water before walking to the sofa. Matthias was reading a newspaper on the sofa. He called his father and sat down next to him. He touched Matthias without leaving a trace. When Matthias looked at him, he asked softly, Dad, help me get out of trouble. Matthias folded the newspaper and asked Evan, Are you the only one coming back? Evan, Matthias, what are you doing here by yourself? Evan, Dad, this is my home, why don't I go home? I usually complain that we, as sons, don't accompany you. Now that I'm back, what do you think I'm going to do when I come back? Matthias, I won't welcome you if you come back alone. I want to see my daughter-in-law. Evan had a dark look on his face. Singles were not even welcome home. Dad, you already have a daughter-in-law. Matthias, I have 3 sons and only 1 daughter-in-law. I'm still short of 2 daughters-in-law. We also want to have grandchildren. Cameron couldn't get pregnant in the past 2 years. Rosella and Matthias wanted to have a grandchild, and they were counting on their 2nd son and daughter-in-law. Chapter 3230. Matthias folded the newspaper, put it on the coffee table, and said to Rosella, You also specifically asked the kitchen to add food. He came back alone. What kind of food should be added? It would be good if there was a bowl of rice and a plate of vegetables for him to eat. Rosella put down the brocade box, and she said, I didn't know he was the only one coming back. Mom said he was coming back for lunch. I thought Abby was here. They had dinner and drinks together last night. He will bring her back to us today. Rosella didn't even think the jewelry her son gave her tasted good anymore. The daughter-in-law was the most fragrant. Evan, I'm leaving now. I'm going back to the company. With that said, he stood up and prepared to leave. Matthias said to him again, Your mother asked the kitchen to add more food, and the dog can't finish it. You help to finish it before leaving. Evan, this means that if the dog they raise at home can finish eating, they will not leave him there to eat. A son who doesn't bring his girlfriend home is worse than a dog. Okay, let's go eat. Rosella invited Matthias and Evan to have dinner together. Evan stood up and walked with Rosella, saying as he walked, I thought I was really not allowed to eat. I am worse than our dog. Forget it this time. Next time Abby comes over, you must bring her back for dinner so that your dad and I can meet her. In case we meet her on the road, we won't know who she is. Evan said, Mom, I don't like Abby. Rosella glared and said, Your grandma chose her for you. You don't like her? You don't like her? What have you been tossing these past few months?
Your brother has been tossing it for 2 or 3 months, and your sister-in-law has moved.
Cameron initially refused to accept Callum because she felt that she was blind and not worthy of him, so she kept rejecting him. In fact, she had already been tempted.
Evan sat down at the dining table and said, "My brother and I are different. My brother hasn't captured my sister-in-law in 3 months."
Rosella followed and sat down.
"Isn't Abby good?"
"It shouldn't be.
Your grandma chose her for you. No matter how bad she is, she won't be too bad.
Don't be too picky.
Think about it, you are not very good.
How many of your brothers are there?
You are neither the best nor the worst, just in the middle.
So, don't be too picky, and trust your grandma."
Evan said helplessly, "Mom, I can't explain emotional matters. If I don't like her, I just don't like her. It has nothing to do with whether she is good or not. No matter how good she is, I still don't like her.
Grandma has already said, don't care about me.
You can do whatever I want, as long as you are satisfied with the woman I bring back in the future.
Mom, my taste is not bad, don't worry, I will bring your daughter-in-law during the new year next year, at the latest.
If it goes quickly, I might be able to bring her back to meet my parents during my next summer vacation."
Evan thought that he was good enough, and that not many people could surpass him. When he and the fox met for the first time, their mutual impression was not very good, but later they got along well, and he was confident that he could win the fox.
Rosella glared at Evan for a long time, then sighed, "Since your grandma doesn't care about you anymore and your parents can't care about you, let it be up to you. After all, you are the one who has to live, and you have to like it.
A marriage without feelings, it's hard to stay in business.
It would be too hard to spend your whole life with someone you don't like.
Just be happy."
Grandma May and Rosella were both unable to control Evan.
"Evan, you said you gave up being with Abby. What did your grandma say?"
Rosella felt that her mother-in-law was too talkative and did not behave like her mother-in-law.
Chapter 3231. "Grandma said she respected my choice, but she told me not to regret it in the future."
Evan picked up the soup bowl and first served a bowl of soup to Rosella. When he saw Matthias coming in, he served another bowl of soup to Matthias and said, "I never do anything that I will regret." Although he was still struggling at the time, unsure whether to choose Abby or the fox, he knew in his heart that he was very happy with the fox. He also looked forward to meeting the fox, even if the two of them would quarrel when they met, he looked forward to it. Abby didn't meet this kind of expectation. He approached Abby, feeling compelled to do so because his grandmother had selected her for him.
Facts have proven that feelings cannot be forced, and melons that are forced will not be sweet.
Rosella said, "Then just don't regret it in the future."
She just said, "How could the mother-in-law ignore Evan so easily?"
It turned out that Evan was still kept in the dark.
Evan said that he never did anything he regretted.
Grandma May never did anything she was not sure about.
Rosella, the daughter-in-law, understood her mother-in-law, and Matthias, the son, understood his cunning mother better than his wife.
The couple exchanged glances, knowing each other well. Then there was a tacit agreement not to ask about Evan and Abby. During the meal, Rosella kept picking up vegetables for Evan.
"Mom, I ate a lot of barbecue as soon as I came back, so I can't eat too much."
Seeing his bowls piled high into a mountain, Evan fought back and said,
"Mom, you will also give my dad some food, so that my dad won't get jealous again and say that I stole his wife's attention."
As soon as the sound fell, Matthias also put chopsticks into his bowl.
"Matthias, I'm usually very busy outside, and I don't even think about eating well.
I see you've lost weight. Eat more."
Evan smiled.
"Dad, didn't you just give me a bowl of rice and vegetables?
That's angry talk."
Evan also brought food to his parents. He thought to himself that, after explaining it clearly to his parents were still very open-minded. They didn't blame him anymore. He never thought that he was the one who fell into the trap. In Serenity's office, Abby was sitting on a black chair, holding a cup in one hand and stirring the coffee in the cup with a spoon in the other.
"Abby, you really don't want to eat?"
Serenity stopped working, and it was time to take a break.
"Want to try our work meal in my company's canteen?"
Abby said, "Sister Saren, aren't you going to have dinner with young Master York?
Am I bothering you here?"
Serenity said, "That's not true. Zachary has lunch with clients, so I won't go there. In addition, my company has a canteen. When I am busy, I eat in the canteen. The food in the canteen is also good." The three bosses were all good eaters, so the food in the canteen would not be too bad because they would stay in the company to eat from time to time. If the meals are not delicious and everyone is not full and the food is not delicious, how can they have the energy to do anything?
"Okay, I'll drink this cup of coffee later."
Abby put down the steaming cup of coffee, which she had just brewed herself. She had only been here for half an hour. In the morning, after Evan left, she returned to her room and slept for a while. Upon waking up again, she noticed the absence of her headache and proceeded to leave. She was unfamiliar with Wildspoon, and the only one she knew was Evan, but Evan obviously didn't want to be with her. Abby wanted to fight for herself, but she didn't want to be too tight. So there was no contact with Evan. Chapter 3232. Yesterday, Abby had a conversation with Serenity, and they were able to chat, so she had no choice but to go to Serenity's company.
"I usually don't drink coffee at noon."
The two people walked out of the office together. Abby looked at Serenity's belly and said,
"You'd better not drink coffee or strong tea now. You still have to avoid these foods when you're pregnant."
Serenity smiled and said, "I know, I haven't drank coffee, strong tea, or wine for a long time." It was because she hadn't had coffee for a long time that Abby came and needed Abby to make coffee by herself.
"Miss Stone didn't come here today?"
Abby asked casually. She had been here for half an hour, but she didn't see Elisa coming to say hello. "Elisa went to the market today and won't be back until the evening. She and Jasmine are both pregnant women. Even if they think they can kill a cow, in Elisa's eyes, they are national treasures and must be taken care of carefully to prevent them from going to the market again."
Abby said, "Oh." After entering the canteen, The two of them prepared meals and found a remote location to sit down. Abby looked at the work meals, which included fish, meat, and shrimp, and asked, "Are all the work meals in your company the same? Aren't they graded?"
"It's the same, regardless of grade. Everyone who works here serves as management, so there's no need to categorize them into different levels. It's impossible for workers at the vegetable market to come here to eat, it's too far away." However, she also contracted for 3 meals a day for the workers in the market, and the food was not bad. She required that the meals have meat and oil. The workers who worked in the market did a tiring job. If the food they ate did not have oil or water, they would not eat, they get hungry quickly. Serenity came from the countryside. Although the sisters left the village after they were 10 years old, she had helped the family with a lot of farm work before she was 10 years old. She knew that the work in the fields was tiring and strenuous. Serenity glanced at Abby and asked her, "Is your company divided into levels?" Abby hummed, "There are several canteens with different levels. You can eat at different canteens. The food is, of course, different, but you can eat even the worst work meals, and it is better than the food in some fast food restaurants. The company's canteen can guarantee that we will not eat pre-prepared dishes. We do not allow the canteen to purchase pre-prepared dishes. We also cannot buy pre-made dishes. It is best to buy the ingredients and eat them on the same day." "Abby, how was your chat with Evan last night?" Serenity asked. "Abby was drunk last night, and she couldn't ask. Now that Abby had arrived, she couldn't help but gossip." Abby ate in silence. Serenity looked at her and asked with concern, "Breaking up on bad terms?" "That's right. If we had gone well, I wouldn't have gotten drunk last night. The wine last night was delicious, but the stamina was really strong. When I drank, I thought I could drink a few bottles, but I didn't expect to get drunk very quickly." Abby's mood became a little depressed when she mentioned Evan. She was a little attracted to a man whose external condition suited her very well, but his heart wasn't with her. This gave Abby a taste of frustration. She was not afraid that Serenity would laugh at her, she was quite arrogant, and she really looked down on ordinary men. She also believed that the man she liked would like her. Serenity asked, "What did he say? Could it be that he didn't mean that and simply treated you as a friend?" Abby said, "He said that he has no love for me between men and women. He pursued me and treated me well because he wanted to cultivate a relationship, but unfortunately, it failed. He also mentioned that his grandma had chosen me as his wife.